could you see if we can get somebody from the Transportation Bureau to come and speak on 321 or
purchasing, perhaps, yeah.
Or,
either one, yeah. But we don't have anybody here.
Could you help us with that, Mustafa? Thanks. Next item, 322, which is a second reading.
Adopt the allocation methodology for the local transportation infrastructure charge, establish a maximum fee, amend charge required code, and direct staff to develop additional components of neighborhood streets program.
Commissioner Hugh Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. There is an amendment that has been circulated, and I don't seem to have it, but I hope all you do. I had it earlier, and it got lost and somewhere in all this paper. But I think it just changes a shall, or it changes a will to a shall. Ann Hill, maybe you can help us on this.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, Mayor Wheeler, and the rest of City Council. My name is Ann Hill, and I work for the Portland Bureau of Transportation as a program manager in the Development, Permitting, and Transit section. So, yes, we made two changes. One thing I wanted to ask the council clerk, is this a second reading, or is this...
So it's currently a second.
It is, okay. Unless you amend it then.
Okay. So today I will briefly review the amendments addressing the ombudsman's concerns, along with additional language to apply the LTIC payments to local improvement district assessments. So those were the amendments that you have in front of you. So I believe you received the joint letter from the Ombudsman and the Office of Equity and Human Rights indicating that their concerns previously raised regarding the LTIC have been addressed in the latest draft presented to you today. So specifically, the low-income exemption was moved from 50% to 80% AMI. The ability to finance the LTIC assessment, so that was where we changed in the code the wording from to shall, I believe. So implying that we are going to do it upon approval. And that any appeals will be heard first by the Administrative Review Committee, and then they can further be appealed to the city's hearings officer. So those were the changes that the Ombudsman wanted to see. And we're happy to make those. Additionally, based on the conversation here at Council, we did add language to create the application of LTIC payments to local improvement district assessments. So that was to address someone paid an LTIC assessment and 20 years later there was an LID formed, that the monies that they had paid in the LTIC would be credited towards their LID. So those were the changes we made. We ask for you to adopt the LTIC maximum, the allocation methodology, the neighborhood streets framework, which you've already reviewed, and the associated amendments.
Very good. So, Commissioner Saltzman, you move that as a package of amendment.
Yes, I would move that as a package.
Is there a second?
Second.
And I have a question for the sponsor. Dan, my understanding is both the Office of the Ombudsman and the Office of Equity and Human Rights have reviewed the changes and now support this legislation.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. So without further ado, I will move this to second reading then as amended.
So we have to vote on the amendment?
I'm sorry, you do. I apologize. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll on the amendment package.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The motion carries, and now I will move it to second reading as amended. Thank you.